proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series on the covenants of God in the Old Testament by looking at the covenant God made with the entire Jewish nation at the foot of Mount Sinai. That pact, known as the Sinaitic Covenant, ushered in the giving of that legal code which was called the Mosaic Law. Now, some commentators will erroneously allude to this pact as the Mosaic Covenant. However, it should be noted that God did not make this agreement with Moses personally. Instead, as Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, Moses served as the mediator, the go-between, between God and the Jewish people in connection with the Sinaitic Covenant. One of the provisions of the Sinaitic Covenant involved the injunction for the Israelites to obey God. God instructed Moses to inform them, quote, "If ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation," unquote. For the first time in recorded history, God entered into an agreement with an entire group of people, rather than with a specific individuals and that person's descendants. Note that the Sinaitic Covenant contained a vital condition. Before the blessings involved in this covenant relationship would come to pass, the Jewish people first had to obey God. God stated in the opening verses of Deuteronomy 28 that, quote, "If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God," unquote. The first part of that chapter outlined the specific nature of those benefits. If the Jewish nation obeyed God, they would enjoy material prosperity, they would have military victory over their enemies, and they would have preeminence over other nations. And these were just some of the blessings promised to the Jews. God also listed what would transpire if the Jewish nation did not obey him. He told them he would afflict them with pestilence, that he would not send them rain to irrigate their crops. God told the Jews that if they disobeyed him, he would allow their enemies to defeat them in battle, and would even send them into exile as slaves. All of these events actually came to pass. Here is the epitaph that the author of 2 Kings wrote for the Jewish nation. Quote, "And the children of Israel did secretly those things which were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger," unquote. God repeatedly sent prophets to the Jewish people, men who called upon the erring Israelites to repent of their sins and return unto God. Nevertheless, according to the author of 2 Kings, chapter 17, quote, "They rejected his statutes, and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and their testimonies which he testified against them," unquote. The Jewish people repeatedly violated the provisions that God laid out in the Sinaitic Covenant. Therefore, they broke that covenant, forfeiting its blessings. Nonetheless, God was not through with the Jewish people. As he declared in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, he would make a new covenant with them. We'll examine that new covenant in a future lesson. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.